This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's based on past Pro Football Focus grades. Weighting more recent play more heavily for what it's worth. So, like, if you were a great player 5 years ago, but you kind of stunk last year, they're going to give you the Pro Football Focus rating from the, they're going to weight it in favor of the more recent bias. Now, they ranked all 32 NFL teams. The Denver Broncos had the number one rated offensive line projection.
Makes sense.
Going into the season right now. I thought they had the best line of football last year. They have four guys with an above 90 grade at left tackle, guard, center, and right guard, and a 64 grade, which is still above average, at right tackle based on that. So you're like, whoo, okay, that's a problem. I got to Kansas City, and all of a sudden you're like, they were ranked 20th in the current projection. Now look, I'll admit, they're being held down by left guard because the weighted left guard Pro Football Focus grade is currently projected to be Kingsley Suamataia, who was in the 10th percentile, which is bad, real bad. They average them as a little better than average at left tackle, the single best rated Pro Football Focus player at center, a little above average at right guard, according to Pro Football Focus, and a little above average at right tackle at Jawan Taylor. When you start looking at it that way, it's kind of hard to imagine a world that even if they drafted a guard and started him instead of Kingsley, it is kind of hard to imagine a world in which the Chiefs' best case scenario isn't a league average offensive line. Like, that's ceiling right now, isn't it? Or am I being too hateful because the last time I watched a huge chunk of this offensive line, they got their ass kicked?
Yeah.
Because the Kingsley thing's not unfair because he's a complete unknown.
It's an unknown. Jalen Moore's a bit of an unknown too, right? He hasn't started many football games.
He's actually being helped by the fact that he's got a limited sample size for his Pro Football Focus.
I think his ceiling has a nice height to it because there's a chance that given 17 games, perhaps they have found something. That's your optimistic view on it. Of course, the alternative is he gets exposed by starting 17. The Chiefs, of course, are banking on the fact that no, it's because he was sitting behind a future Hall of Fame left tackle in Trent Williams. That's why he wasn't starting. Otherwise, he would have. And that's their assessment. We're going to all find out in the fall if, in fact, that assumption is correct or not. I think the rankings and the grading system, all that makes sense. We all saw with our own eyes. The Broncos had a really good offensive line. The Chiefs really struggled at times. I don't think anybody should be surprised that they were 22nd or 20th. In fact, some people probably think they should have been worse than that. That's how, based off of everybody's memory from the Super Bowl.
Joe Tooney, for what it's worth, someone was asking, was the number one rated left guard.
Right. Right. And that's why that was a tough move to make for the Chiefs, because nobody said it was because of his performance. It was all a financial decision. They chose to pay Trey Smith, the younger guard. Not that Trey Smith's a better guard than Joe Tooney. No. Joe Tooney's still a better guard right now. But that was some of the calculus that they use to make the decision. Can Kansas City, we've said they just need average left tackle play. I think they need better than just average overall offensive line play, though. Now, if the left tackle is average, that's not a problem. Oh, sign me up for average left tackle play right this second.
All day, every day.
But they have to have elite center play and fairly elite right guard play and average left guard play and average right tackle play to get out of just being 17th or something.
I agree.
Like that.
So Pro Football Focus has never been particularly high on Trey Smith. I think
they won 15 games last year still.
Yeah, I think it happens to be one of the players that they're just misidentifying. Not that they do a bad job grading every player, but that they do not have a good sense of what Trey Smith does well. So let's say he's well above average, right? And then Creed Humphrey ranks as the best. Then the single, we know that the tackle play's got a ceiling, dude. Jalen Moore maybe doesn't, but
interior,
Jawan Taylor does.
I still think
so. Really, it's all just like how good is Kingsley Suamataia? That's going to be the determination about whether they can be a league average offensive line. I will take a league average offensive line, because when you factor in how bad they were at left tackle, when it all played out, they weren't a league average offensive line.
Yeah, they were
a top five interior offensive line and a bottom five tackle play.
I think they will be at least a league average offensive line, because this is also, will Pro Football Focus view it that way or not? I have no idea. We've had our criticisms of PFF's grading system before, but that's all we have to go off of other than our eyes, right? Teams think PFF is valuable because they all pay and subscribe to it. So it clearly isn't completely BS the way some people act like the PFF stuff is complete trash. If it was complete trash, NFL teams wouldn't spend thousands and thousands of dollars a year subscribing to their service. So there obviously is some value to it. Will they view Trey Smith as better than that? I think they're undervaluing Trey Smith already in their grading system. So I don't know what else he needs to do to get a better view. They have to be elite at center and right guard, and they need Kingsley to, of course, not be a liability at the left guard spot. I'm still surprised they have not. Maybe they just feel good about Caliendo being the other option. Because otherwise, I'm still surprised they never brought in another lower pay, not a high-end guy,
to back up
the two guards. Maybe they're good with Caliendo. Hell, I guess they could draft a guard as well in the third round or something.
I think they probably will. So if you're looking for the competition, this is what always stands out to me about the Chiefs' year last year, is that they're 20th right now. They've gotten worse at left guard significantly, but quite a bit better at left tackle, according to the Pro Football Focus grades from where they were last year. Denver, number one. Detroit, number two. Eagles, number three. Vikings, number four. These were three of the best four records in all of football last year. The Bills, number seven. The Chargers, number eight. Every time I think about people predicting the Chiefs to lose the AFC West, or this is the end of the dynasty run, I'd like to point out how successful they are capable of being while overcoming a glaring weakness. 2 years ago, they won the Super Bowl when their glaring weakness was their inability to throw to any wide receiver on their roster at all. And last year, their glaring weakness was any inability at all to block from the left tackle spot. And so when you have those two big problems constantly hanging over your head over and over and over again, the ability to overcome and win games in spite of that makes me feel like league average offensive line plays fine, because I think they're going to get better than league average in a lot of other spots, including, like we've talked about, including maybe pass rush will be slightly better than league average. Certainly at wide receiver right now, I think they're better than that. Depending on what they get in the running back stuff in the draft, we'll see. I still think Isaiah Pacheco, when healthy, is a very good back, but it doesn't bode well. This early screening on it is kind of ugly. That's all.
But the early screening is strictly based off of last year, though. That's
would probably rank up five or six spots if they considered Kingsley league average.
But that's the thing. Nobody's telling anybody anything they didn't already know. If I told you, hey, last year, guys, the offensive line wasn't great. They won 15 games despite it. But it wasn't great. It had its issues. They had multiple left tackles start throughout the season. Nobody's disputing that. So if the grading and the projection is just based off of that, well, sure, they're going to have to go out and prove it to people. They have to prove that it's an upgrade at left tackle. They have to prove that Kingsley can play left guard, assuming he's the starting left guard. That makes sense to me. If we did a different area, if we were to grade out another team's wide receiver room, we'd be basing it off of what our eyes showed last year, and so their grade might be different than what it is heading into.
I will say that this is still an aggregate. It weights recent play, But it is an aggregate based on the play they've had as their entire time as a pro. So, you know, they're also factoring in
time at two games.
Yeah. But that means they're also factoring in, like, you know, when Trey Smith was learning how to play guard as a rookie, mm-hmm. right? So there's a little bit of a mix there. And we know that he's gotten quite a bit better since that time. And so there are parts of it that are changing the calculus at least a little bit. I'm just, you know, it's one guy. It's Ben Baldwin. This is all based on Pro Football Focus grades. It's not like, it's not his personal opinion, although it is a lot of people's personal opinion based on the grading system. Yeah.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.